Now as we move on into the 7th chapter of Ezekiel, we see that this same theme is carried out. This is a continuation of the thought in the 6th chapter. God is bringing about this punishment, the sword, the pestilence, and the famine, as a result of their idolatry. So beginning in the first verse, he says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Also thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, an end, the end, is come upon the four corners of the land." Now this was an end, but then he says the end. It was an end of all that they had known here. Their form of government, their form of worship, their type of life, their social and economic situation, all these things were going to change. A drastic change was going to be brought about, and it was going to be a change of things that were not pleasant to them. He says, "Now is the end come upon thee," verse 3, "and I will send my anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations." It seemed that it was some 1,000 years now since they had left their captivity in Egypt. And this people had never been without a place to worship, without a central thing around which to rally in order to serve God. Initially they had the tabernacle that went with them in their wilderness wanderings, and then it was located several places in the land of Canaan, Shiloh being one of them, and then eventually at Jerusalem, and then eventually in the place of the tabernacle they had the actual temple itself. Now there was going to come a time when they would no longer have the tabernacle, no longer have the temple, no longer have Jerusalem. They would be taken away. The end was coming. And it was because of their sins. He says, "I will recompense upon thee all thine abominations, and will judge thee according to thy ways." It was their ways that brought this upon them. Their sins that brought this upon them. And we find that this very same principle definitely holds true with us today. It's the kind of a life we live. It's the kind of works we produce by which we're going to be judged. And we all have the ability to bring about our own self-destruction. We have within us that ability to destroy ourselves. And that thing is simply called sin. If we allow sin to dwell in our bodies, to reign in our lives, then we are putting ourselves in the same position that these Israelites were in. We can be destroyed. And we can have said about us, an end is come upon the four corners of the land. That is, all that we know, that's what we like and what's good and what's right, we can have an end be made of that simply by our ignoring God. That's all we have to do, is sin and ignore God. And there comes a time in the life of a sinful people or a sinful individual, there comes a time when God's willing to give him up to sin. He will walk away from him and let him go because he has been unable to bring about a change by using other methods. So he lets him go into sin to the very, very depths of despair. And the person may repent, the person may not. But God then gives him up to sin. This is taught in the first chapter of Romans. And so today we still see wars, and we still see famines, and we still see pestilences, and we have a tendency to say, well, they're just no God, or God's not paying very much attention to what's going on, or God doesn't have any interest in the affairs of man, God doesn't seem to care, and we're not realizing that maybe these things are simply the results of God's anger, of his vengeance, of man's own ways and man's own abominations, and God just delivering them up to his own devices. And when God does that, man's in for sure destruction. Verse 4, "And mine eyes shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." So my eyes shall not spare thee. I'm not going to overlook you. I'm not going to sweep this thing under the rug and pretend like it doesn't exist. We're gonna face it squarely. "Mine eyes shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I'll recompense thy ways upon thee." Now, whatever the ways of man are, those are the ways he's going to get given back to him by God. If God sees that man is neglecting him and has turned to other gods, his ways truly become an abomination with God, and God's going to put him in a predicament where he'll have to depend upon those other gods for sustenance, for help in time of need, because God is going to turn away from him. And so he'll be recompensed according to his abominations. So, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abomination shall be in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Here again is that one lesson that's coming through at every opportunity. You're going to know that I'm the Lord. I'm giving you a stern lesson here that you'll know that I'm the Lord. This is a lesson that most people really have not learned. Most nations have not learned. You remember back in the time of the Egyptian captivity, there were 10 plagues brought upon the king of Egypt for him to learn this one lesson, that this is the true and the living God, and whenever he wants something to be done, he intends to have it done, and he really didn't learn the lesson as totally as he could have and should have. Verse 5, thus saith the Lord God, an evil, and only evil, behold, is come. This was an evil that was unlike any other evil. It was described here as an only evil. It was a unique evil, a unique kind of punishment that God was going to bring upon them. Verse 6, an end is come. The end is come. It watches for thee. Behold, it is come. This is going to be the end. It's the one that's got your name on it. It watches for you. It is come. It is not just an end, but it is the end. You're not going to have any more ends after this, you as a people, because you're going to have a final end here. This is going to end your way of life. It's going to end your type of worship. It's going to end your social standing and your economic standing. And it'll be 70 years. So those of you who are now 20 will be 90 when this punishment is over. Those of you who are babes are going to be at least over the age of 70 before this punishment's over. It's the end. You won't ever know this land again like it is. You'll never be able to enjoy it like you're enjoying it now. And when you do come back, you're going to have to start all over, rebuild. It's the end. Well, we're going to conclude our study at that verse. Next time, Lord willing, we'll begin with the 7th verse. Thank you.